Oh, that we be saved. 519, number 519, Send the Light. Number 519.
There's the call of freedom, the restless waves, and the light, and the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save, and the light, and the light, and the light. The blessed gospel, the light, the light, the light.
Down in the human heart, crushed. do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake.
For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body.
Number 374, bring out the message. Number 374. If it's convenient for you, would you please stand as we sing the song together? Number 374.
There's a message true and glad for the simple and the sad. Bring it out, bring it out, bring it out. It will give the courage to, it will help the to be true. Bring it out, bring it out, bring it out. Bring it out, bring it out. Bring out. Let it ring. The word. Sing it away.
For the
message of God.
And see.
Sing it today. Let us stand, and so I'll do.
237, let the lower lights be burned.
Come today, come tomorrow. preach the word of God and be my witness shining ground.
Look in just a moment in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1. Second Peter 1. In the writing to Timothy, Paul had said, all scripture given by the inspiration of God is profitable. I want to underline in your mind for just a moment the concept of all scripture given by God. Now, Peter wrote two of the New Testament books, the book of 1 and 2 Peter. And in this passage in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, he says, no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Now, Peter is saying here that Paul didn't just decide to write epistles to Timothy, and Peter just didn't decide to write the letters that he wrote, that God is the one who is behind all of this. These men as prophets, as apostles, spoke as the Holy Spirit moved them, so that all scripture is inspired by God. These men would have done the actual writing, but it was God who moved them in some way to do this. And when you look at it with this idea in mind, there is a marvelous harmony between all of the books. You can go all the way back in the Old Testament to the five books that Moses wrote, and you can listen to the powerful meekness speaking the thunders of God. It's the meekness of a man, Moses not taking any of this upon himself, but it is God speaking through him, or sometimes God speaking directly to the people, and Moses just writes down the events that take place. That's one of the ways in which God speaks. Then you can go to the marvelous harmonies of the Psalms. You can almost hear David sitting on a hillside playing a lyre, thinking about what a marvelous pasture this is and how God takes care of his sheep as David was taking care of his own. You can look into the wisdom literature, the writings of Solomon in Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, and see the intense practicality of the things that are being explained. Wisdom that Solomon seemed not to possess, he nevertheless writes down for us. We can hear the meekness of the prophets. We can hear the power of the prophets. You can come down to New Testament times and you can listen to the marvelous syntax of Paul as he writes these sentences that go on and on and on, and we will spend a week trying to understand what one of them says, and when we do, we think it's well worthwhile. That's God. It's not just these men. All of these scriptures given by the inspiration of God are profitable, but the men didn't write them and the men don't get the credit. They wrote the words down as God moved them in some way to do this. Now, I think the inspiration can take a number of different forms. The plenary inspiration I had explained to me one time is that plenary simply means plenty, that it's got plenty of inspiration, all anybody needs. This man writes as his heart moves him, but God is directing so that everything is accurate. Some of it would be dictation where God said, write this down, and they wrote down the words that God uttered to them. It's a marvelous book. It deserves all the attention we could ever give it in a lifetime. I read somewhere years ago that this is the only book, the Bible is the only book that the author is present with you every time it's read. Seems to me that if we'd pay attention to that, we would know that God is there, and it's His book, and it directs and guides us in life, and He deserves our praise and adoration, not just for what He's uttered, but for all that He's done for us through the years. Now, this book also tells us the mind of God. It tells us the plan that God has for each one of us, the plan that deals with our salvation, the plan that deals with our usefulness in life. We need to pay attention to all that God says. It's Him speaking to us. It's not just Paul, it's not just Peter, it's not just James. It's the Word of God. We need to honor and respect that. We want to offer to you tonight the invitation of our Lord to become a member of His body. If there's one here who's never responded positively to the commands of the gospel, we offer you an opportunity at this time. If we can help you in any way in your response to the Lord, would you come tonight while we stand and sing?
Thank you.